Okay, I'm going to start out with a new poem that I was just finishing. It's called
I don't need it, I don't want it, and you cheated me out of it. I'm old and I'm bitter and I'm going to tell you what I think. Money and politics spoiled the complete money, and politics spoiled the complete money, and politics spoiled the complete money, and I learned to like it.
And you're trying to get through the rest of the day, and at the very best, you can only keep it hot for three months.
I'm lazy, and I don't want to do nothing except what I have to do. Tight as a crab's ass. Now I want you to stay down below the waist, and under no circumstances come above the shoulders, and I want you to sniff around and keep sniffing. You want to walk away with the smell.
And you're off on your own, and you're running. I'm not going out tonight, cause it's more trouble than it's worth.
You're going to stay here and drink.
Sit in the brown velvet chair, having a good time by yourself. And I'll tell you something. You think you're so great? Well, everybody thinks you're a joke.
It's a miracle I survived.
What kind of an honest guy are you when you do nothing but lay around in bed all day watching TV?
I don't need it, I don't want it, and you cheated me out. Anyway, you cheated me out.
Take it to the limit. One more time. You gotta make them come. You gotta make them come. You gotta make them come. You gotta make them for yourself.
And then fake it for yourself, because I want you to give it because I need it. Make the money and having a good time.
Sheer pain, and I love it, the palace days.
Take it away, you find everything you can.
This intimacy, and I'm glad this one's over.
Thank you for telling me what I did was successful.
I love being in service. You're only trying to make them fall in love with you.
And then rip them off as nicely as you can.
And you keep working it over again.
Trying to score.
And I spent the whole week telling people how well we're doing and how great everything is.
I'm gonna make it this time.
Maybe I want to make it perfect.
And you give some more, and give again, and give until it hurts, so it don't hurt.
And you forget it hurts, and give until it really hurts.
Then I'm not going to give one more goddamn thing in any lifetime.
You get nothing. I'm waiting for tomorrow, so I can go to work.
I got an appointment at 11, and I like working more than being with anyone. And I'm laying on the bed, waiting for enough time to pass for me to go to sleep.
I gotta get up early.
Thinking it over again.
I'm running a film clip of what I was saying this morning on the telephone.
I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do any more fundraising. As a matter of fact, I refuse to raise 10 cents for anyone.
I don't believe the lie anymore.
She had a back off because she was sinned.
If I'm going to hustle, I want to hustle for myself.
And in answer to your question, you should think of me as being dead.
You know, after a few months, it's hard to remember somebody, and after a year, it's trying to remember a party I went to last year.
And I thought you'd learn to love me, but I guess you never will, and I thought I'd learn to love you because you feel so good. But it was pizza, quiche, or beef Wellington takeout. You missed giving me what I want.
I don't care for my life or anyone else's. I'm an old man, and in five to six years I'll be falling apart. So I want $100 pledges, and I want them as fast as they can come.
Poetry, politics, pragmatism, and friends.
I never thought it would end up just turning a buck. And all I want is publicity, because at least it gives me a false feeling of being loved and sells books.
And everything you thought you understood is a misunderstanding or completely wrong.
Paralysis, fear, and deceit.
And I don't recommend to anyone to be alive,
and I can't imagine anyone want to be alive except if they're completely deluded.
And I don't recommend to anyone being born again at any time, anywhere.
You're only asking for trouble.
And you're floating at the high water mark, and you already spent your
whole life trying to stay afloat. Concentration,
willpower,
and endurance.
I'm trying to get through it like you. And nobody told me what to do,
and I took what I wanted. You just skidded out of control.
The worst is that moment happening.
You hit a bank of snow.
I'm a tough old bag, and I know what I'm talking about. We got a completely different situation.
John, it's time for defense.
I like the feel of a gun in my hand.
I like the feel of a gun in my hand. Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum Model 29, three tons behind that bullet. Why should be holding it?
Picking up responses, safety, and the world outside, building ourselves a jungle fort, surface to air missiles, increased deployment, readiness alert, because tonight the air is jacket with some more slightly dangerous aspects. I can't see it, but I feel the threat, so I want double protection.
I love the feeling of being armed with weapons, and I love the feeling of being surrounded by well-armed.
Secretary of War, thank you for doing what we wanted you to do.
I got a will of iron and strength of steel.
We live on a rough street, increased expenditions for defense, surface to surface missiles, reduced debt, pay your man, express card, humble and seemingly accessible to everyone.
Your movie star beyond your wildest imagination.
Comrades, long has it been since we've drawn our sword shining.
You got it.
An extreme sadness if you let yourself think.
Glorious weapon systems disguised in ordinary life.
Heroin and the samadhi of the gods.
I'm completely alone and I love it.
Can't you tell us the best thing about yourself?
Tell me what you do with trash.
Tell me how you treat trash. Tell me what you do to flush it down the toilet.
There's nothing I love about you, but I love the way you love me.
I'm having myself a little love and tenderness, because it's all I ever wanted in the first place.
Warmth and intimacy, world-class, cuddling on LSD.
You know exactly what I need.
We're doing a double backstroke in an Esther Williams movie, making money and having a good time.
And you always get everything you want, and when you get it after, you stop wanting it.
And I'm not going to think about anything, and I don't want to work anything out. If you only knew how sweet and powerful it is to have no expectations and be ruthless and hungry.
And regard the impossibility to stop.
The decision has been received from the cabinet delivered by the Secretary of State. Abort mission to final enlightenment. Take yourself direct to the nearest Buddha field. If you learned how and if you didn't, you got a whole lot coming. So I'm going to make it easy on you, kid. Your BMW broke down on the freeway and you're walking into the blackness with the sky holding a flashlight. And you come out with a funny taste in your mouth and keep smiling.
Completely attached to delusion. I'm going to live forever, and I want to fly. I'm going to live forever, and I want to fly. I'm going to live forever, and I want to fly. Take me to wardrobe.
You got a hang on.
Bring your crashing, coming down. Get it up. Pull on it for a while. Full dress with a smile. Warmth and chill like cocaine sprinkled on my pussy. Air Force One is waiting on the runway. Keep the dice on the table. You're coming in on a roll. You're coming in on a roll. Keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
I love beans.
I love being with you,
because we're on drugs.
When you got a leg,
we got it good. Is it big enough for you? I want to spend the rest of my life on a holiday. I want to spend the rest of my life on a holiday. I want to spend the rest of my life on a holiday.
Holiday.
Noose. Breakfast in bed between the cool bed sheets. Slide my way. Just work and sex and drugs in New York. And when I come down, I want to be high. Everybody I know is a junkie.
Now you drove the Dodson down to Jones Beach.
Cause you have nothing else to do. You're pushing in the ocean, pushing in the ocean, white waves, sun, women. We just drunk ourselves on beer. I want to sing my songs over and over again. All I ever know is dissatisfaction and change, and I want.
And you got the slight, sinking feeling.
Like when you got hepatitis, everything looks yellow. This is where I started out.
And then you think you woke up from sleeping and feel you're dreaming.
The telephone is ringing, and your afraid he doesn't like it, and he wouldn't have said I'll see you Saturday. I don't want to be left alone. I didn't mean to mislead you. I just wish you were somebody I love. And I'm asleep, and I'm dreaming, and I'm remembering this time I'm dreaming.
You're sitting again with the cheeseburger, sitting again with the napkins, 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 the napkins
given all you wretched
bad
people
bad
and Murphy's
karma.
Law that if
Murphy's
the worst
law,
can happen, it will.
Worst
and, it
happen,
a complete
and
it was
failure,
a complete
and
it was
failure,
a complete
and
it
failure,
was a complete
failure,
and it was
failure,
a complete failure, and it was a complete
failure.
I'm tired.
I don't want anybody to get nobody. You boxed yourself into another one.
I can't go ahead.
And I can't go back. And then you just gotta go out. And I had to go out because I called out for repairs. Someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson, and leave somebody and give you what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around. garbage to the back of this station wagon, said nada, said nada, and walked away. And then a few minutes later, this German shepherd came by and
took a leak on the cord. Just missing him.
I'm having myself a love. And the right combination of...
And the right combination of...
I'm thinking I keep on doing it right.
Loving you
while it seems monumentally sad. And I don't trust
anybody.
Standing straight on the bed, right wing six, we're doing water sports. I'm giving it to you in a slow stream the way you like it. I love to feel your throat swallowing. This bud's for you. The king of it is coming through. And it looks like it should be feeling good,
and it looks like it should be feeling good.
But I don't feel nothing.
You're the only one getting it because you want it.
And a black man once told me, anytime anybody tells you to look up at the sky, you know they got their hands in your pockets.
And you're keeping me from what I want to be doing in life.
I'm a thief.
In an empty apartment, and I'm giving it all away.
You learned about impermanence.
I love, because I know I'm going to leave here.
I wish you'd come so it would end.
I feel like I did something wrong.
I don't have any ideas. I don't know. My meditation is a complete failure. One more time.
I can't wait to get back to New York. I want to marry him and get my money now.
You can crack his in my bed anytime. You can kick off the covers and open up the windows wide. And your mommy's rich and your daddy's good looking.
And I just did myself some heroin.
This is the way I've been waiting to feel. You were told about patience. Now you understand. Nothing ever changes. Seems you would have known you'd fall from nowhere into nothing.
I'm standing at the sink washing the dinner dishes with a plastic sponge. And I'm hearing your words and seeing you, but I don't know what you're talking about. And if there's one thing that drives me crazy, it's stupidity. Gotta keep on trying till I can't keep trying no more. And nothing worse could happen than losing everything. And I ain't got anything more than my shirts. You gotta understand the mood I was in. I was down and dirty and mean. And you're nothing and you're pathetic. I've been to the post office, I'm going to the bank, and what am I going to do about Con Ed? Anger, 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 I'm angry, I'm angry. And
I was with him that afternoon.
And you were warm and sweet and friendly.
And you were warm and sweet and friendly.
I opened my heart and talked for hours.
Vicious, treacherous, and deceitful.
How could you be so cruel?
A problem with power is you never know who your enemies are.
I want out.
Because if I'm headed for a heartache, why the hell am I still here?
And ocean, a suffer.
You ain't my friend no more, and I wish I could make it stick.
I want you to put your ear to stone and open your heart to the sky. I want you to put your ear to stone and open your heart to the sky. And I can only do that for 1 second. Thank you for the wisdom, mind.
And then I'm going to start thinking again about what I said to you.
Drinking my beer. Two steps forward and three steps back, I'm feeling weak, and I just might crack.
I'd rather stay home watching TV than see anybody I know.
Tell me why love is like a ball and chain, and you're laying down, and I want to change the TV program.
I'm waiting for you, Humphrey Bogart, Rita Hayworth, and Sidney Greenstreet on the 4:30 movie.
Edith Archibald, I won't watch you forever, but this isn't what I want to see.
Dick Cavett, please come, shoot it, cause I gotta go.
You're standing by the refrigerator, spooning into your mouth, sourly lime, luscious yogurt chiffon cherry pie. You almost finished the whole aluminum pie tin all by yourself.
And I want you to play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song.
And I want you to play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song and make me feel at home.
I want to drink some more whiskey. I want to drink some more whiskey.
Smoke another cigarette.
And smoke some more dope.
And thinking about what I was saying to you.
I just got off the airplane from L.A.
And my hands are shaking. I hate cocaine.
Cause two days later it makes me feel like I wish I was dead.
And it's empty.
Oh. I had this dream, and in it my mother is sitting there, cutting out pictures of hamsters from magazines. In some of the pictures, the hamsters are pets, and some are just scenes where hamsters are somewhere in the background. She's got a whole pile of these cedar chips. You know the kind from the bottoms of hamster cages. She's gluing them into the frames for the pictures. She glues them together and frames the pictures and then hangs them over the fireplace. That's more or less her method. And suddenly I realized that this is just her way of suggesting to me that I should become a structuralist filmmaker, which I had, you know, planned to do anyway.
Introducing John Stanley Hart, a newspaper tycoon who's obsessed with immortality. Now, Mr. Hart made his debut in a book called A Pook Is Here. A Pook the Destroyer is the Mayan god of death. From time to time, Mr. Hart is just a bit ashamed of being the shit he knows he is. And he makes sporadic and rather unfortunate attempts to be a nice guy. Nobody does more harm than people who feel bad about doing it. God defend us all from a difficult decision in the Pentagon. Sad poison nice guy, more poison than nice. He entered the bar with the best intentions in the world of establishing a warm human relationship with the local people, who had been up to now a bit standoffish. He walked into the bar with his fishing gear and a bit of a swagger. Have to stand up to these people, you know, they respect you for it. He found himself somewhat stonily received. And turning from the bar with his mug of beer to face the room, he maladroitly snagged an old peasant in the scrotum with his fishing plug. He whipped out his switchblade with a poorly timed attempt at easy joviality. Well, I guess we'll just have to cut the whole thing off. Turning away, he made an ineffectual gesture from a New Yorker cartoon with his knife, inadvertently blinding the proprietor's infant son. Seeing that all his friendly overtures had fallen lamentably flat, he saw fit to withdraw as unobtrusively and expeditiously as possible. Thank you. Yeah.